Deal? No deal? It's sort of like playing some TV game show. And you know, maybe that's the answer. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 18th day of November. Thanks, as always, for coming by. Chick-fil-A is changing their ways. The crumbling continues as WeWork plans to lay off employees. So does FedEx pay taxes? Women are leaving finance at an increasing rate. Those stories, the markets, and more yet today. In addition, Laura Kennard will join me to chat it up about Entrepreneurship Month and some business events happening in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour, or just at Business News. You know, back in October 11th, President Trump announced that the United States and China had reached a historic Phase 1 trade agreement. Yet, besides comments last week by economic advisor Larry Kudlow and tweets by the president, the actual deal has proven to be, in a word, elusive. The two sides continue to negotiate, and a final agreement could be reached in the next couple of weeks if negotiators decide to compromise. But Mr. Trump continues to give mixed signals about whether he actually wants a deal and if any of his tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods will ever be removed. Now, the uncertainty has been bad for, well, just about everybody. American farmers, companies, and consumers have all been impacted and paralyzed. Deal? No deal? It sounds like some kind of television show, and it very well might be. And yeah, today, the markets, they too stall those numbers in just a bit. Today, we learned that Chick-fil-A will be altering their giving just in time for the giving season. In a press release, the company said it will deepen its giving to smaller numbers of organizations working exclusively in the areas of education, homelessness, and hunger. A Chick-fil-A representative confirmed that the organization will no longer donate to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, two organizations that have been criticized by LGBTQ advocates. The company has faced backlash for its donations and those of its top executives for years. Prior to 2012, Chick-fil-A made significant donations to right-wing and religious organizations known for lobbying against LGBTQ rights through the WinShape Foundation. Chick-fil-A stopped making donations to almost all controversial groups after that backlash in 2012 when CEO Dan Cathy said he did not support same-sex marriage. However, the company continued its relationship with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, that is, until today. According to a report in the New York Times, WeWork will lay off thousands of employees as it tries to recover from major losses after a failed IPO back in September. According to sources, the announcement of cuts is expected as early as this week. According to the Times, this exodus represents roughly a third of the company's 12,500 employees. A second source with knowledge of the matter said the number of layoffs could be as high as 5 or even 6,000. The announcement will be part of the company's 5-year plan to completely overhaul the business and recover from the brink of bankruptcy. As long as we're talking about the New York Times, FedEx CEO Fred Smith is not happy with a story that appeared yesterday. The Times ran a front-page story called How FedEx Cut Its Tax Bill to Zero, in which it said that FedEx work in favor of the 2017 corporate tax cut allowed the delivery company to eliminate its federal taxes the following year. The story said the tax cut did not result in increased investment by either FedEx or businesses overall, as Smith and other advocates of the tax bill vowed would happen if it passed. Smith issued a statement calling the article, quote, distorted and factually incorrect, end quote, although he did not detail what in the story was inaccurate. FedEx reported its total income taxes were $1.6 billion in the fiscal year ending May 31st of 2017, but it had a negative income tax bill or a credit of $219 million in the fiscal year ending May of 2018. That would be its most recent fiscal year reported. Although companies complaining about critical news coverage isn't unusual, Smith's response was sort of unique. He challenged the Times to a debate in Washington, D.C., on taxes. But don't expect anyone from the Times to show up. The paper said, quote, FedEx's colorful response does not accurately challenge a single fact in our story. We're confident in the accuracy of our reporting, end quote. Smith's statement also called out the New York Times Company's own tax bill, which he said showed zero federal taxes paid for 2017 and $30 million in 2018, which he said represented 18% of its income that year. Now, it's not clear where in the Times financial filings he pulled those numbers. The Times annual filing shows a federal income tax expense of $105 million in 2017 and only $913,000 in 2018, which, by the way, would seem to make an even stronger point that the Times, as well as FedEx, benefited from the corporate tax cut. Well, stocks hit record highs today before closing little changed as investors assessed mixed signals around the U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow ended the day up just by 31 points. The S&P 500 advanced fractionally, while the NASDAQ closed just 0.1% higher. Disney was the best-performing Dow stock, rising by 2%. Real estate and consumer staples both gained at least 0.6 to lead the S&P 500 higher. The major averages failed to post significant gains after CNBC's Eunice Yoon reported, citing a government source, that Chinese officials are pessimistic about the prospect of a U.S.-China trade deal. According to Yoon, China is troubled by President Trump saying recently the U.S. would not roll back tariffs as they thought both sides had agreed to do, at least in principle. The news triggered a move into more traditional haven assets. The benchmark 10-year T-note fell from around 1.85% earlier in the day to 1.8%. Gold futures erased earlier losses to settle 0.2% higher at $1,471.90 an ounce. And so it goes. Dunkin' is phasing out its foam coffee cups. The shift is beginning in New England, where the cups will be jettisoned as of December 1st, with a full transition expected by April. The white, pink, and orange foam cups conduct heat easily, and regular drinkers have been protecting their hands by double-cupping their coffee. Well, now, double-walled paper cups will become standard across the chain's more than 9,000 U.S. stores. Why? That's pretty simple. Rising concerns about the environment and state bans on styrofoam. And finally, there is this. There's a new study out there that shows women are leaving the world of finance at an accelerated rate, even as banks attempt to promote gender equality. The study says as few as 11% of director and managing director roles in finance are women. Why? According to a Bloomberg report, a hostile environment that keeps women from climbing the ranks is part of the reason. In addition, female trading professionals cite constant interruptions when speaking at meetings, getting paid less than male colleagues, and working without female role models. Coming up next, Laura Kennard's going to join us. We'll be talking about business events in the Des Moines Metro, and it is Entrepreneur Month, you know. We'll talk about that as well. All that and more coming up next.